Check the vibe. Hello and welcome to Yudcast, episode 22, I believe. This is Head of School Dan Glass with you once again, exploring the Souls curriculum, recorded live here at the Sound Lab at the Brandeis School of San Francisco. I'm going to start this morning with a poem, as we do every morning. This is from the Sufi poet Hafiz. A book called The Gift that was itself a gift to me by a former colleague, Haggai. Haggai Disraeli, who along with his brother Itai were a pair of wonderful music teachers at Wildwood, where I worked for a few years. Also friends and fellow explorers, I would say, of the connection between the spiritual world and the creative one. I was thinking of a poem from this book this morning. It's a short one. It's called How Do I Listen? How do I listen to others? As if everyone were my master, speaking to me his cherished last words. It's almost like a cone or a kind of a haiku, just a sort of thought experiment of, you know, could you truly listen to the world, to other people, with the level of attention you would give a moment such as that, almost a kind of mindfulness practice. So shout out to Haggai, and there we begin today. You know, my childhood here in the Bay Area was in certain ways defined by religious diversity. My parents were each closely connected to their spiritual lives. My dad as part of Kehillah Community Synagogue, and my mom as part of various Christian communities in the East Bay. At various times, we lived with a Buddhist nun, members of a Rastafarian reggae band, and American Indian tribal elders. And certainly one could insert a joke there that's totally fair and probably true about growing up in Berkeley. My parents also worked closely with our local rabbis, with Catholic priests, with the Black Baptist community in Oakland and others. The range of religious practice I witnessed and participated in through my childhood left me fascinated by human spirituality and led to my applying to college as a religious studies major, and in many ways set me on the path toward my work here at Brandeis. I've recently had occasion to reflect that, while my religious education was a broad one, there was a major world religion missing. I did not, as a child, connect with Muslims. I only knew of one kid in all my years of public school who was Muslim, and he wasn't a close friend. It wasn't until I studied abroad in Spain during my junior year of college that I became close to anyone who grew up in the Islamic tradition. Somewhere in the swirl of that year of new experiences, Omar Bukili joined our group of friends. Omar was raised in Casablanca and was studying in the pharmacy program at the University of Alcalá, where I was studying literature, but his true passion was political science, and he used to complain bitterly about the chemistry exams he was being forced to take. During that year, he met a friend of mine, Vanessa. The two of them fell in love, got married. They were my very first friends who did get married, and they're still married to this day. He moved out to the Bay Area. Eventually, they moved elsewhere in the United States, and he pursued his love of politics and works now in local and state government in Massachusetts. I was thinking of Omar yesterday while visiting the San Francisco Islamic School. I'd reached out to Kashif Abdullah, the school administrator, as part of my work following the election to think about how we as a school can work toward radical empathy, toward an empathy undergirded by the ethics that bind our community, an ethics that tells us to put our lives and hearts in service of a better tomorrow. SFIS is small. It's only a few years old and growing to serve its community. It made me think about Brandeis in its early years as a small school, just beginning. As Kashif took me around to meet some of the staff, I came up against my own ignorance about the Muslim faith when I stuck my hand out to shake hands with one of the teachers, a woman, before awkwardly remembering that Islam restricts touching between opposite genders. Thankfully, this teacher gave me a warm smile and made me feel much better about my gaffe. And it gave me an opportunity to think about the powerful learning present in encountering difference. But while those differences were there, Kashif and I spent much of our time together talking about our similarities, the work of guiding the spiritual development of young people, trying to pay teachers well and create meaningful opportunities for them to learn and grow, the role of character in nurturing good democratic citizens, how to find enough classrooms or offices or desks or projectors. Over lunch, we shared our family stories and imagined ways to bring our kids and communities together on the basketball court, through a service project, or over games. I know those are conversations we will continue. As I prepared to leave, though, I noticed a sign on the door of a classroom and was struck by how similar the expectations they hold at SFIS for their students are to those we hold for ours. To be respectful, to be honest, and to be kind. So the sign says, "Class promise. I am a good Muslim when I treat my classmates and teacher with respect. I speak the truth and keep my promises. I use kind words and help and encourage others. I seek knowledge and try my best." As I returned to school, I walked past the poster outside my office, Keshet's 7 Jewish Values, Guidelines for Inclusive Jewish Community, and noticed the resonance between it and the poster from the Islamic School. The first value is kavod, or respect, and it says, "Judaism teaches us to treat ourselves and others with respect. Even the stranger is to be treated with respect. Kavod is a feeling of regard for the rights, dignity, feelings, wishes, and abilities of others. Teasing and name-calling disrespect and hurt everyone, so learn to respect people's differences." What I would add to this definition is that kavod is also about empathy and a recognition of our fundamental similarities. The work ahead for all of us and our children, I believe, is to create safe spaces for encountering, learning from, and respecting difference, while also recognizing in those spaces the things we share. I look forward to deepening my friendship with Kashif when he comes to visit Brandeis soon, and to finding more points of connection for our communities. I have to say, it was fascinating getting to know Kashif and the work he's doing. He's trained as an electrical engineer and worked in the biotechnology field for a number of years and came to the work of school leadership somewhat reluctantly, but felt a kind of a calling to serve his community. He's a San Francisco native and someone that grew up here, and it's exciting to see the work that they're doing, and I'm very hopeful about how we here at Brandeis can support them in building that school. Stop. But in the meantime, I wish you all weekends full of learning and connecting, my friends. A Shabbat Shalom to all of you listening on Shabbat, and we will be back with you next week.